chop wood since I was this high.
Yeah. Did the wood stove heat the living room only, or did it heat the
bedroom? Oh, no, it heated the whole house.
Did it?
Oh, yeah.
Really kicking out, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Did it, what kind of wood, do you remember what kind of wood you had to burn in that, or?
We had pine, or we had aspen. We went to the mountains and gathered our own wood.
Okay. Could you burn charcoal in that, too, or not charcoal, but coal at all? Did you burn coal in that at all, or in the house at all?
You know, I did after I was married, but I don't think we had coal at home.
Okay.
You know, I know we didn't. We had just wood.
Okay. Did you make fires, too?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What is the...
One too many. I burned a hole in the sheep shed one time and got licked big time. Burning the catalog with matches. It was fun. But anyway, it wasn't fun when my dad found out what we'd done.
I bet you. What did you use to start the fire with when you were a kid? What kind of kindling did you use? Did you call it that, kindling?
Right, but, you know, as we sawed and chopped wood, we always had the bark and stuff that would fall off.
Oh, okay.
So, in addition to filling the wood box, we also had to fill the kindling, the bucket anyway, with the little pieces.
Uh-huh.
And then pine is pitchy.
Right.
So it will take off by itself. I mean, it has enough pitch in it to make it like you poured gas on it.
So pitch is flammable.
Oh, very.
So when you, okay. But pitch also has a tendency, some people don't like to use pine because it clogs up the pipes.
I was born and raised on a farm. I used pine all my life, and now they tell me you can't do it because it causes the pipes to clog, and I'm going, come on, guys. It's somebody that sits behind the desk with a pencil that has no friggin' idea how life goes, okay?
Yeah, well, I believe you because I've been talking to all these people who talk about, well, we just burn pine, and yeah, I've been raised in this age where you don't burn pine, so.
Right. Anyway.
Let's see. Let me ask you about a wood stove as opposed to a fireplace. Does a wood stove have something that takes the heat, or not the heat, but the fumes out of the house? Do you have something, like a pipe or something?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does that get clogged up, though, with stuff?
Oh, we always clean it.
Okay.
Daddy'd always tie a gunny sack, which is, you don't even know what I'm talking about, a gunny sack, right?
Yeah.
That's what we used to stash our potatoes in, is what we called a gunny sack. Mm-hmm. It's a burlap bag.
Right.
And he'd always wad it up and tie it on a wire,
okay,
you know, around the middle. And then every year, yes, we'd have to climb up on the roof and drop that down through there and pull the soot back up out.
Okay.
I mean, my dad was very fire conscious. He always really kept the stoves clean.
Yeah, well, that's good. Did what else do you have to do with a stove? What else do you have to clean? What about the residue from them?
Oh, the ashes. Yeah. Well, they all fall down in the bottom in an ash pan.
Oh, okay.
And you just carry the ash pan out.
I see. And you were mentioning wood. How'd you carry the wood around, like from where you cut it to the house? Was there something?
Oh, we had a little wagon.
A wagon? You ever?
We had a little red wagon.
Did you ever have a wheelbarrow to do that with, or? Did those come later, or you use them?
They came later. I'm sure wheelbarrows were invented after, after we did our piles. But see, I still burn wood.
Really?
Oh, yeah. In fact, last Saturday, I don't go to the mountains anymore, okay? I'm 64, and I don't go cut my own anymore.
Okay.
So we bought what they call slabs, which is the outside edges of all the logs that they harvest down here, you know, at the lumber mill. And they brought them up, and the Mormon church came last Saturday. There were 20 of them came and cut up 9 bundles of slabs for us.
Mm-hmm. Do you still have a wood stove then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you ever had a fireplace at all?
I don't have a fireplace. I've never been around a fireplace.
Really?
I just have the enclosed wood burner.
Okay.
You know.
Does a wood burner have what some people who have a fireplace call a hearth? Have you ever heard that?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, the round area out front. No. You do have to have the, what do they call it, asbestos pads or whatever under.